Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so much to share with his people whom he loves. The Lord once taught me something about spiritual wealth and spiritual debt. And this teaching lasted a couple of days. And he would talk to me about it all day long. And this is a lesson of sowing and reaping and how things work together. Whatever we do in life, we're sowing. Even our everyday actions. People who see us, they can learn from it. We can put good things in motion or bad things in motion. We can do good, we can do wrong, we can do better, we can do best. And it affects the future. When you think of parents who do things biblically, they live the life of God. They love God. They love his ways. They love his word. They quickly adjust to his will. And they love his will. They learn to trust God. So whenever they have key decisions, their children observe them doing things God's way. They are inspiring their children. They cause their children to consider what's better. They put a treasure in motion and many times don't realize it. The parents have to discipline the child, tell them what they can and can't do. And they don't always see the whole picture as a child. But over time, when they're grown, and they realize everybody didn't have good parents, then they appreciate them. And the training is in them. The example is in them. And when the enemy try to get them to rebel against the knowledge of God, they have an anchor. They were trained well, and they have something to come back to. And they realize that the ways of God is better than the false way. Now, the way we sow is the way, it shapes the way we reap. The more we do the things of God, God has more to work with. Because the enemy is trying to sway people back to the way of the world and pique their interest in the world. Any part of his system, he's trying to destroy us and cause us to rebel against the knowledge of God. So when the more we follow him, the better off we'll be. Now let's say that same couple, one gets called to the ministry and the other supports him or her. And the Lord will anoint them to do something. Now, when you're doing God's work, he's going to bless you immensely. He's going to bless you greatly. And this is what he showed me and how it works. Just like when you work all week long or every 2 weeks, you get a paycheck for that work you did. And then people tithe and give offerings. Now you've activated heaven to help you some more. And you can sow towards things that you desire. And I like to start with the heart of God's will for me. Whatever His will is, that's what we want to do. Most of my prayers is about doing His will, because I know the time is short. And I know that many people, the enemy is trying hard to keep people out of heaven, keep them interested in the world. The Lord said to me, His return is imminent. Tell my people to be ready, that they be not left. So the enemy is going to try a lot of trickery. And Perry Stone, you know, he said the same thing. His daddy, when his daddy was dying, that the enemy was going to try to get a lot of Christian people involved with the world through adultery and other things to keep them out of heaven. He's going to try to get them to break God's word so God can't take them in the rapture. Same word. But God has to respond to the way we sow, and the enemy knows this. So it's important for people to do the right thing, not only to stay out of trouble, but because it's right. When you live according to the word, the way of love, it already presently shapes the way you sow, and also the way you reap. Now the Lord loves us, and He's going to help us go forward. We're going to get to do the wonderful things of God, and then we're going to see His handiwork in life, in real time. The way, when the Lord gives you something to do and you do it faithfully, you set in motion things that's going to help. And you got to be rewarded for it. Now, this reward is it happens on many levels. Now, I said earlier in another broadcast, when you obey the Lord, you learn things you can't learn any other way. When you sow mercy, you reap mercy. When you're out doing God's will and blessing Him, He's going to do something for you. You put in motion things that can't be reversed. That's the purpose of sowing and reaping. And you put things in motion that will stay in motion. Now, you've given the life of God to people through His word. You've sown the word, and people grow and they develop. Now, and you've sown mercy, so the Lord's going to give you more knowledge. And because you're bearing fruit, He's going to purge you or refine you so you can bear even more fruit. And He's going to help you understand things. And you're going to see things in a much greater way. So obeying God causes you to sow in the Spirit. And you're going to reap it. You're going to reap a great reward for it. Sometimes the reward is more knowledge, more understanding. And then as you do those principles, you learn even more. Every time you act on the Word of God, you learn more than you did when you first conceived the revelation. That's why Jesus said, "He that believe will do greater works than me," because it's progressive, continually progressive, forever progressive. Now the word belief, that's when you receive knowledge. Belief is believe is to receive the knowledge of God. That's where faith comes from. The Lord can tell you something. He can give you the word you need, but you have to receive it, or it won't do you any good. If you don't receive it, you can't have faith for it. Now, belief is faith. It's just the first form of it. It's the starting point. Just like the sperm and an egg is a child. That's just the beginning. You received the knowledge of God. And it's the first form of faith. Receive knowledge. Received truth. Receive what you receive of God's word. Now, when people receive Satan's word, they received a lie, so that's deception. Illusion, it's not real. All of whatever he say is wrong, it's not faith. It's an alternative, sinful alternative, lying alternative. So what Satan says can't be faith. What God says is faith. And when you believe God's word, you receive truth, and it grows in your heart, and it becomes faith in your mouth. Now, that's the first, you're sowing. You obey God, you're going to reap more knowledge. You're going to reap blessings from acting on the word. Sometimes what you reap is a secured future. You secure the lives of others, you secure your own life. Let's say a person was a pack-a-day smoker for 12 years. And he's on the verge of lung cancer. Then he gets saved, he's done damage to his body. Then he starts obeying God. And the Lord will guide him. And he know that his time is short. He's shortened his life. Because he was a chain smoker. He shortened his life. But he got anointed and then he started doing God's work. Now his lungs are bad. Even though he don't have cancer, they're weak. But he continued to go to do things for others, be a blessing. So the spiritual wealth can come back to him as an extension of life. Even though he sold the wrong things to shorten his life, then he spent 5 years obeying God. I just used 5 years for an example. But he created so much spiritual wealth that instead of developing cancer, you know, he's weakened his lungs. The Lord will do something for him, and he doesn't even realize it. Give him more time. Give him another 5 or 10 years, or 15 years, or 20 years. See, it can continue, and he can live a full life. Even though he did enough evil sowing to hurt himself. Now, the Lord gave us healing. Healing is in redemption. But if you weaken your body, you know, the Lord can heal you, but if you do too much damage, you've sown something and you got to reap something. But he sowed something better and the Lord could extend his life legally and satisfy heaven's courts and change the facts in his body. If you eat wrong and you can clog all your arteries up. You can't live long if you do that. But God can do a miracle. He can cause the sowing, positive sowing, to be spiritual wealth in your body and give you an extension. He does it all the time. The Lord explained to me these things, that the reaping, it can come back to you as finances, long life, an extension, health, wealth, knowledge. Anything that God can give you can be your reaping. Good things. Now, it's important to know this. Now, I want to get to the compound. When you're obeying the Lord, financially, you're tithing, you're giving offerings, you're doing the things that God say. But all the people that are being blessed by your ministry, the Lord will say, sometimes he'll just tell you can ask what you want to, and he'll do it. He did that to me several times. And I asked for some things. I said, Lord, I desire this thing here, but I said, I really want more souls. I want more people to view this website. I said, if you bless me with a new car and you're going to rapture the church, the car going to stay. But I can take people with me. I said, I want souls. I want you to take the spiritual wealth and I want you to cause me to win souls. And I want it to be extensive. I want you to save millions of people. And that's what I wanted. And I asked for some things and other things. I wanted to do my kitchen. I was able to do that. But mostly I want souls. That's what's going to really make the difference. I restored my truck. It's running good. I don't really need another vehicle, but I do need to win souls. Everybody's important. This life is short. Now, if I believe that his return is imminent, which is any day now, I want as many people as possible to know him. That's what's important. So, when you believe God's word, you've received it. The Holy Spirit can give you something you desperately need, but it won't work in your life unless you receive it. You have to receive it and act on it. Not receive it and forget about it. Not consider it. You have to receive it to the point that this is what you're going to do. And when the Lord gave me a thought, I say, I'm going to do this. I say it with my mouth in faith. I was trained by Charles Capps, one of the greater prophets of this day. And he taught about confessions. That's how you shape your future. If you can speak it, you can do it. Anybody that speaks something long enough, they can do what they say. It doesn't matter what it is. If they say, I'll kill you, if they keep saying that they would, they can be very dangerous. If they say that they're going to prosper, they'll do it. Now, I'm saying it by faith. It's in my heart. And to make sure it's in my heart, I say it on purpose. I speak the word of God on purpose. I believe and doubt not in my heart. That's where it counts. Now, everything that the Lord has done, all the wonderful things he's given me and helped me to see, helped me to understand, I seek him so I can find the answers I need in life. And I want the Lord my God to help me go forward in him so that I can do all that's in his heart. Everything he say is important. All that he's given me to do, I will do it. And I want to make sure that I do everything according to the knowledge and pleasure of God. If you sow, you will reap. So it's not just rewards that you'll reap. It's also greater training, greater understanding. You'll be able to see things in a clearer way. You'll be able to know things in spirit and in truth. You'll be able to do what could not be done. And I want people to know what God can do. I want people to see the handiwork of the Lord and know it for certain and act on it. It's wonderful. You're going to love it. So the things that you act on, everything that you do in life, it can really help you go forward. You can see his hand at work in your life in real time, and I thank the Lord for it. Everywhere you go, everything you do in life hinges on the way you sow. Now, all the people that watch your life, they're seeing the handiwork of God in you. They're seeing God move in a mighty way. They're seeing the handiwork unfold in real time before their eyes. And they're going to notice all the concepts that they can't, that they wouldn't be able to see otherwise. Little children, your children, everybody that know you will see what God is doing in your life. When they see the word of God unfold, they see many concepts that they normally would not be able to imagine. And I thank God for it. And then the Lord, not only will you bless others along the path, the current course of your life, the current course of your life, you're blessing people. Then God's going to reward you for it. Help you do even better. Help you see things in a greater way. An extension of time. You know, some people, they did things that would have caused them to die. And then they have a grandchild. An extension of time can mean a lot to anybody. A blessing. The concepts of life. Things that help us go forward in life. Everything we do is very important. And the Lord's going to help us go forward, not backwards. Everywhere we go, everything we do, we will see the handiwork of God unfold. And it's a blessing. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.